Hello, everybody. This is Gerald Celenti, and it's Thursday, March 28th, 2024. And here are some of today's trends in the news. And remember, the trend is your friend. And we're giving you what nobody anywhere, any place in the world gives you. Don't teach it at Harvard, Princeton, Yale, Cambridge, Oxford. Nobody, because they don't know how to. That's right. So, what's going on in the markets? Well, happy days are here again. Again, we said the markets would keep going up. Mannarino said it. But hey, how about gold, huh? Yep. $2,234. And what's one of your top trends? The golden year for gold. We told you, gold prices are up almost $200. Since we made that forecast. And this is just the beginning, as we said. So you subscribe to the Trends Journal for a grand total of what? $2.56 a week. And look what you're getting. Again, we've been bullish on cryptos. Oh, when they went down recently, we said, no, this is only a temporary downslide. Oh, where are cryptos now? Brent crude. We'll get to Brent crude. Bitcoin, over 70,000 a coin. Onto Brent crude. Brent crude now is pumping up near $88 a barrel. Yeah. And it's only going to keep going higher. Because as we've been forecasting, the Ukraine war is going to heat up and the Israel war is going to heat up. It ain't cooling down. World War III's begun. Yeah, oh, it's Easter time. I'm a warrior for the Prince of Peace. Now, I don't believe in the Catholic religion of what it's become. Again, you've heard the story how a nun beat me up in the fifth grade, perforated my middle ear, broke my eardrum, left me back. I became the stupidest kid. As I said, I'm just thankful Father Foley was a ladies' man. Could have been a lot worse. Catholic Church has nothing to do, with what the founder of it was. Again, where are all the priests out there and the nuns? How come you're not out there preaching for peace? What, you all got lockjaw? Oh, no, like we're with the Quakers. We all went under in an earthquake. We don't say anything about peace. No big protests. The Seventh-day Adventists waiting for the eighth day. Anyway, it's Easter time. How about doing something for the Prince of Peace? Your pieces of crap. Oh, by the way, this was one of your covers of the Trends Journal. Yeah, back to 2011. Nothing's changed. The money changes. Christ drove them out of the temple. Now they're running the country. Country. Got it? Totally in charge. The banksters, military-industrial complex, the freaky geekies and the drug dealers. Big pharma. Oh, you don't believe me about this going on over there with the banksters? Five banks have a combined $500 billion in commercial real estate loans. Again, I keep saying the only site to go to if you want great bankster information is Wall Street on Parade. Russ and Pam Martin is what they're doing, boy. It's great. Number one, JP Morgan Chase. Yesterday, American Banker released a report showing that five banks in the U.S. hold a combined $500 billion in commercial real estate loans. Huh. Oh, you mean commercial real estate loans? One of our covers the Trends Journal magazine, and one of our top 10 trends was office building bust. We've only been talking about this since they launched the COVID war. Oh, your office, downtown Portland's office vacancy rate is highest in the nation. 30.2% in the Pearl District by the end of 2023. That's up from 26.6% a year earlier. And it just keeps going on. in one place after another. The average, sixth highest in the country, Portland's downtown office rate was the sixth highest in the country at 29.7. 29.7. You got New York, it's 23%. Vacant. Nobody in the buildings. Got it? The banks are going to go bust. No one is talking about it. It's a crime syndicate. Again, nothing's changed. Oh, J.P. Morgan Chase? J.P. Morgan Chase? You mean the banksters that are convicted of five felonies? Five. Hey, pay them a little money. Shut them up. Yeah. We can rig the precious metals market. We only got to pay $900 million. It's okay. Hey, don't you know who I am? Yeah. That's who I am. Hey, we got the credit card companies. We could charge you 29% interest rate. Oh, but the mafia, hey, they charge 10%. We got to get rid of them. And they did. So going on. Oil, as I mentioned, it's going to keep going up because the Israel war and the Ukraine war are going to heat up. Here's my forecast. Sadly, Israel is going to launch a major strike in Rafah this weekend. They're going to do it because it's the Easter holiday and the people are totally tuned out to what in the world is going on. So they won't know about how bad the atrocity is, and it'll be all covered up anyway, like it always is. To show you the hypocrisy of the prostitute media, there's an article over here. Where is it? Paper record yesterday. Front page article. This is all over the news. Israeli hostage tells of sexual assault in Gaza. All right? Israeli hostage. How about all the Palestinian hostages? How about the mass murder? What is it? Of about 33,000 Palestinians? Oh, terrible, terrible, terrible what happened to that woman. But how about let's say the other side of the story? How about the starving children? How about out of those 33,000 killed, some 80,000 seriously wounded, that 40% of children, fuck them, they don't mean anything. Oh, this is how they're going to cover this thing up. The media is totally controlled by the government. They're only little prostitutes. They're little boys and girls, media whores that get paid to put out by their corporate pimps and their government whoremasters. Oh, need more proof? This is going to make you happy. Time of your life. Front page in the Drudge Report. Top story. Carly Kloss and her husband, Josh Kushner. Oh, Kushner. Oh, you mean Jared Kushner's brother? Oh, yeah, that one. The Kushner old man that Trump pardoned for his crimes, and he gave him $1 million for his campaign. Oh, that Kushner family. Let's read what it says. Carly Kushner and her husband, John Kushner, are bringing Life magazine back to regular publication. The supermodel, oh, a super duper model, and her husband, Josh Kushner, a billionaire investor who is Jared Kushner's brother, have acquired the Icon brand, a fucking magazine of nothing, an Icon brand. How about the Trends Journal? How about the only magazine in the world that tells you what in the world is going on? what's next and what to do. The only magazine in the world that gives you in-depth geopolitical, socioeconomic, technocracy, high tech, AI, on and on, trends analysis and trend forecasts that nobody else does. No, it's not an icon. You're only a little guinea. You're only a little fucking wop from the Bronx. You don't mean shit. You're not a member of the crime syndicate. You're not a member of the gang. Oh, the gang? Home Depot is acquiring specialty distributor SRS for $18.25 billion. They buy up everything. The bigs own everything. They call America a democracy. Grow the fuck up. It's a crime syndicate run by the bigs. Oh, need more proof? We just had a little gangster meeting over here in New York. And what happened? They raised $25 million for the Trump campaign. Biden fundraiser in New York with Obama, Clinton nets a whopping $25 million campaign, sets a new record. Isn't that nice? Whopping. Are you being anti-Italian, calling it whopping? You got it? $25 million. $25 million from scumbags who run the country. You're nothing more than a plantation worker of Slavelandia. Well, steal your fucking money. Oh, they're going to hire 100,000 IRS agents. 100,000 as the bigs bring their money offshore, don't pay shit. Calm down, Salente. Be a gutless little scumbag like the rest. Again, subscribe to the Trends Journal. We're giving you everything we can. People are blown away with it. You see the, and then subscribe to the channel too, because they're blacklisting me. Oh, that's racist calling it blacklisting. I can't find it. The guinea listing. Yeah. If my name was Salentowicz, it'd be a different deal. Oh, my God. What a magazine he's putting out. What a terrific guy. I get in the Kushner gang. It's one big club and you ain't in it, George Carlin said. 100% correct. And his brother, he just passed away, used to work with me. Great guy. Anyway, S&P Global downgrades outlooks on five regional U.S. banks to negative. Oh, let's not make that news. No, let's not talk about that. Hey, the markets went up. There's going to be a banking bust. That's why you're seeing gold going where it is. The smart people know where it's going. And then we're going to have World War III's begun. The thing's only going to escalate. When oil prices, when Brent crude hits $125, $130 a barrel, say goodbye to the equity markets and the economy. Ah, New York City delinquency property taxes soar. Oh, great. Overdue property taxes are forecast to reach its highest level ever, jumping by over 30%. Oh, yeah. At the end of the fiscal year in June. The overall vacancy rate for Manhattan office stood at 22.5 in November. It's now at almost 23%. Vacant. Your office occupancy rate, according to Castle in the United States of the 10 largest cities, a little over 50%. All the businesses that depended on commuters going out of business. Portland, what a great town it used to be. And now it's a shithole. One after another. San Francisco. Yeah. One after another. Again, every week in your Trends Journal, bigs get bigger. And now they're going to keep getting bigger because they're going to keep lowering interest rates. They're going to keep lowering interest rates in the run-up to the presidential reality show, as we keep saying. They're going to do everything they can to boost the economy. As they used to say in the criminal Clinton organization when he was running for president behind the scenes in 1992, it's the economy, stupid. That's all the people care about. Blockbuster M&A merger and acquisition begins to recover after a long drought for deal makers. Financial Times, we've been writing about this in your Trends Journal and saying, read this week's, it's right there. We said it was going to increase about 2 months ago. And here's your cover of your magazine, by the way. It says it all. Yep. Democracy. An idiot's delight. One fucking shithead after another telling us what to do. Ah, Amex GPT to acquire travel rival CWT. Only $570 million deal. And then, again, the Israel war heating up. This is from AP. Israeli airstrikes in Lebanon kill 9 people, including paramedics. Oh, so you can't call that anti-Semite because AP wrote it. Killing paramedics. Now the numbers, by the way, up to 13. Israeli airstrikes killed 9 people in southern Lebanon late Wednesday, including paramedics who were preparing to respond to the first state-run national event. Yeah, that rises the number of people killed by Israel on Wednesday to 16. Israel could bomb anybody they want, but then when the Lebanese retaliate, they call them militants. That's the horse shit. That's the horse shit that these little fucking scumbag prostitutes push out. So now, get this in your head. Let's say you lived in Algeria. And the French were, you know, French foreign legion. French go in there, rob and steal, rape, pillage, and plunder everything you got. And you're an Algerian. You're fighting them back. Does that make you a terrorist? Does that make you a terrorist? If somebody came to America, tried to kill us all, and we fought them back, does that make us terrorists? No. You're defending. You're getting rid of the colonizers. But when America attacks Iraq, when America attacks Vietnam, when America attacks Afghanistan, the people fighting back are militants and terrorists. Same thing in the West Bank. Israel could steal all the land they want, kill anybody they'd want. When the people fight back, they're terrorists. All right, moving on. On more Israel news. In a rare speech, this is AP, head of Hamas fighters in Gaza calls on Muslims to liberate Jerusalem Mosque. No, they, how dare they want it liberated? Netanyahu says civilians in Rafah, you ready? Can just, this is a quote, move away from an Israel ground invasion. Yep. Just move away. Where are they going to go? First you told them to get out of the north, and then they had to go to the south, and now they got nowhere to go. Oh, I forgot. They want to go into the desert because Jared Kushner wrote about it in detail in your Trends Journal. Oh, this is oceanfront property. We're going to make a beautiful seafront property. Yeah, there it is. Yep. We're waterfront property. It's valuable. We've got to get rid of them. Let them move into the desert. These are the fucking bastards running the show. Oh, Life Magazine, the icon's coming back. I forgot. It's his brother. No, brother fucker. Again, watch out this weekend. It's going to heat up. Israel must open more land crossings into Gaza for aid, UN top court says. The UN has reported that 100% of Gaza's 2.3 million people are at severe levels of food insecurity. But this is the big news in the toilet paper record. Israeli hostage tells of sexual assault in Gaza. All right? But fuck 2.3 million people. Let them starve to death. They're only Palestinians. We don't care. UN peacekeepers decry escalating violence on Lebanon Israeli border. Yep. This is AP, by the way. UN says a hospital in southern Gaza has closed, leaving only 12 left. According to the UN World Food Population, roughly 70% of northern Gazan population is facing catastrophic hunger. This is slaughter in front of everybody's eyes. Everybody's eyes, and it's okay. Because they're going to heat it up, as I said. World War III is heating up. Baltic leaders call on Europe to adopt Cold War stance. Isn't that great? As people, Germany's in a recession. UK's in a recession. The economy's, but we're going to spend more money on the military-industrial complex to keep slaughtering people. And again, what happened in Russia, in Moscow, with the bombing of that concert place, we warned about this happening. We said it's going to continue to escalate, and it has. And here you go. Russia says evidence links concert hall attackers to, quote, Ukrainian nationalists. This is Reuters. Russian investigators said on Thursday, today, they had uncovered evidence that the gunmen who killed more than 140 people in an attack on a concert hall near Moscow last week were linked to, quote, Ukrainian nationalists. Then this is how they ended up. Western security analysts. What Western security analysts? Bunch of fucking losers. I'm a security analyst. Say the attack raised questions about the resourcing and priorities of Russian intelligence agencies that have been heavily focused on the Ukraine war and the need to stamp out opposition to it within Russia. Hey, security, Western security analysts. Did you ever hear of 9/11? Did you ever hear about that one? Oh, where were you guys? The Russians are fucking stupid shitheads because they didn't see this coming. But hey, 9/11. I know. It was the end of the summer vacation. You forgot to look. Security analysts. It's a fucking joke. It's a bad joke. And we're losing. Yep. And it's only going to get worse. The French have fallen in love. CNBC. The French have fallen in love with Americans' fast food. Here's why. An appetite for the American way of life has built in France a big appetite. Xavier Expilly, president and founder of consultant firm EXPM, told CNBC. An appetite for the American way of life. The appetite to blimp out and eat shit. Get sick and die young. Once upon a time, France was the place of high class. It's all going down. All going down. You got a little Cazzone Macron as your dictator over there, and probably is a true one too. Look how this world is falling apart in front of us. So here it is. It's Easter time. I'm a warrior for the Prince of Peace. Please do what you can to support us because we're doing everything we can to support you. Donate to Occupy Peace. We need to get some big rallies going. Wouldn't it be nice if a billionaire gave $1 billion to Occupy Peace and what we could do with it? Oh, no, we're buying Life magazine. I forgot. So, again, subscribe to the Trends Journal if you want to have if you want to know history before it happens. We're averaging about 170 pages a week. Yeah. And you can listen to it. And it's in different languages. And you can read what you want. It's a magazine, a true magazine. Thanks for tuning in. And don't forget to watch Slinty and the Judge that I did yesterday. No man like him anywhere in America when it comes to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, our freedom, and the loss of it. And you go to his site, Judging Freedom. Judge Napolitano has great guests on there. Thanks for tuning in.